So, in association with Pharmanor Nutritional Supplements Limited, this is Southside Broadcasting on location with the Midreet Drive in central London, actually in Café Rouge in Tottenham Court Road. And as well as Alex Levchuk, we have two fantastic newbies making their debut as far as location reports are concerned, starting off, of course, with the fabulous Katie Grimmison. How are you, Katie?
I'm really good. I'm excited to be here.
Brilliant. And, of course, we have Ed Wellman. How are you, Ed?
Very good morning to one and all. Yes, good so far.
See, Ed, setting the time sort of. The reason we're here, Katie, why are we actually here?
For the Sci-Fi London show.
It's Sci-Fi London, and we'll be speaking to Ilana Rain, our ace director, who's got her premiere of Ellipse coming up later. That's at the South Bank BFI setup. We're also going to be making our way over to Stratford to be speaking to Alan Stevens and Fiona Moore. Ed, you were the official designated driver today, and I have to say you did a superlative job, sir.
Well, it's all downhill from Lincoln to London, of course. It may take longer going home tonight, but good passengers, people.
You know, a little bit of entertainment sort of way through on that whole basis. And, of course, Katie, this is also a historic day for yourself because it's the first time you've been on the London Underground. And also, you're not a regular London visitor, are you?
No, I'm not. This is probably the second time I've been to London. So it's quite a new experience and it's really exciting.
See, that's what we call is bringing the audio postcards to life. As I say, we'll be speaking very shortly to Alan Stevens and Fiona Moore as they make their way to Stratford. We'll be bringing you hopefully a nice little snapshot of some of the grand events that are here. May even catch a few words with Louis Savier, the director, of course, of Sci-Fi London. But for now, this is Alex Levchuk, Ed Wellman and Katie Grimmison saying happy trails. And we'll be with you again very shortly, or indeed just as soon as you actually press the next button on the podcast. Okay, so we have arrived at one of the locations of Sci-Fi London, of course. Louis Savier is already on top form and looking as though he's set and ready like a whirling dervish as he is. But Louis said, you must have an interview with these guys. And quite rightly so, because wearing my old film education hat, I'm delighted to see that that's coming through. And we're very pleased to be able to speak to
Sam Wilson.
Sam, talk to me about what you're doing here with Sci-Fi London, how you're spreading the word for education in schools and colleges.
Yeah, no problem. So this morning, we put on a screening of Inner Space.
Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid, indeed. And
Meg Ryan.
It went down very, very well, despite the kind of slightly dated effects.
Meg Ryan always go... No.
and so we gave a little intro, and we've run a big review writing competition for everyone that came today. There were 200 children, and we'll award some prizes when they're back in school.
The thing about film is it strikes on so many levels in terms of right across the curriculum, all the key stages are actually there. We are in the cultural industry sector, the whole range of things there. This in many ways must be a labour of love for you, for yourself, to actually sort of get that message out there, really.
Absolutely, and it's a UK-wide initiative where we have film clubs running in every school in the country, hopefully by 2015.
Well, I know we have our music expert, Ed Wellman here, musicology, etc., and also one of our MA Community Radio students. Ed, questions for yourself.
Yes, high point of this morning. What did the kids sort of really take away from it? Was there a moment in the film they saw that was something very new?
Yeah, I think they enjoy the naughty bits.
They noticed
the occasional swear word. They didn't notice any of the sexual innuendo, but that was...
So it's not when Harry met Sally, that's why you said.
No, exactly right. But no, I think that they it really brings it together at the end as a big, nice adventure film with a happy ending, and you could see them, they all gave it a big round of applause.
This, of course, is the 11th Sci-Fi London event, etc. Have you been to previous ones?
Yeah, last year we screened The Explorers with Georges Méliès' Trip to the Moon as a short beforehand, which worked really well.
So it's great to see that stuff is working through that. Katie, thoughts for yourself?
I think it's really good that children get to watch all these films and stuff like that.
Now, the key thing is, how do people get in touch with you if you're not at Sci-Fi London? Is the web address, what's the best way forward?
Yeah, so the best thing to do is to go to www.filmclub.org and register your details if you are a teacher.
And presumably if, as is the case with us, we're based at the University of Lincoln, we can also spread the word there and hopefully feature you in the not-too-distant future.
Absolutely. And have a look on our website. There are going to be some big changes happening very soon.
This is great stuff for the moment. Many thanks indeed. Take care now.
Thank you.
Well, one of the key reasons, of course, we're here to actually show support for one of our regular midweek drivettes is, of course, the legend that is Ilana Rain. Ilana, good to see you as ever.
It's great to see you without the interface of radio. We're actually in person.
It's almost like being back in Lincoln again. Yeah, great stuff. Fantastic. So share with us, how's it been going? Because you had a bit of stress this morning in terms of the film, Ellipse, had temporarily got lost.
Well... Yes.
Share.
Can you hear the quiver in my voice?
Yeah.
The film was on its way to the theater where we're running the DCP test, the digital cinema package test, and it just was really delayed. So, of course, several dozen apocalyptic scenarios ran through my head about the bike messenger, about x-rays, about... you know, the film being wiped magnetically.
But Ilana, you know you're part of the Midweek Drive team on Siren FM and Southside Broadcasting. Such things we put to one side. We have that positivity that's there. Also, Alan Stevens and Fiona Moore were also sort of sending their positive vibes. Ed, questions from yourself.
What can we look out for later on in Ellipse? Is there any particular point in it that we need to concentrate on?
I'd take that as absolute perfection, Ed. Just two words. That's what we can look out for.
Prepare to have your mind blown. Just start watching from the beginning. We have to remember it is a short, but we cram a lot in it. So
how short is short?
We're running at about 10 minutes or so.
600 seconds of juice, Ilana, to squeeze out of. It's marvelous.
Yes. No, it's great. No, I've never let go of my positive vision throughout this, and I know we'll all be watching it. But, you know, I think that having butterflies, having nerves, it's a natural part of the process. It's just a matter of what we do with it, what we do using that to...
It's all right, it's my first, probably Fiona's.
We have the same ring.
It's amazing. See, synchronicity. Katie?
Yeah, have you enjoyed your time in London?
Oh, yeah, it's just absolutely amazing. I mean, connecting creatively with my friends and the people I'm working with, and it's a real adrenaline rush also. So you know, minimal sleep, minimal food.
We actually view you, Ilana, as being the 21st century's answer to David Frost. He used to spend most of his time in either London or New York or Los Angeles. So I feel, here, from the Midweek Drive perspective, you occupy that space.
I like that, and that's how I want to keep doing that. I want to keep making my films in London and moving to LA over the summer, so I think that's going to be a really nice access, a little almost better than
you can
New
be
York.
One of our breakfast Los Angeles
right.
correspondents.
I don't want to step on Phil's turf, obviously.
It's okay. We sort of through. Charlotte Fortune will be joining us later on as well. She's a young actress who's very keen to meet you for the actual event itself. So great stuff as far as that's concerned. Ilana, it's been absolutely splendid. We'll hopefully catch up with you as the day proceeds.
Absolutely. I'll see you at the BFI around 5 or so for another test.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, the excitement continues ever onwards because having just interviewed Ilana Ray, I say one of the key reasons we're here, we are delighted to be able to meet one half of two of our regular correspondents for Sci-Fi London because we always entrust them with good reporting back on the whole sort of festival and various other bits and pieces because they are the founders of CaldorCity.com and a whole heap of other things with Magic Bullet Productions. We are, of course, referring to the legend that is Alan Stevens. How are you, Alan?
I'm fine, thanks, Alex.
Fiona Moore, as you... chokes with emotion there, will be joining us very shortly. But so far, I gather you've caught Birdemic 2. Now, this is particularly apt, bearing in mind that I thought I was suffering from Birdemic 1, which was obviously sort of something completely different or something else. But share with us, what have you made of the things you've seen in the festival so far?
Well, I've seen this film, Birdemic 2, The Resurrection. I never saw Birdemic 1, which is probably a good thing, because it was quite an interesting and intriguing film. I've been recently reading a book about a five-act play, and this didn't correspond to anything regarding act or sense or logic, but it was a fun film with some incredibly bad effects. I'm not sure if it was intentionally bad or whether they were just, you know, the people making it were quite insane, but I've given you details of this chap, so I think you'll be able to contact him and speak to him in person.
I was just going to say, I mean, Fiona actually commented on the fact that you've recommended to the Midweek Drive team somebody who, in Fiona's own words, could possibly be clinically insane. I mean, is this safe, Fiona?
Yes, well, insane for certain values of insane. He made a spectacularly bad movie, and it was very unclear from his interview whether he realized that it was spectacularly bad and was doing this deliberately, or whether he thought he had genuinely made a monster hit.
Are we talking Ed Wood territory here in terms of sort of schlock value and things?
Well, at one point a girl gets stung by a jellyfish. There's no other narrative reason why she should do that. She doesn't appear again. And she's taken away in a cartoon ambulance. And I actually said, well, you know, why was that? And they said, well, real ambulances are too expensive. So we decided to do it in a, you know, post-production. But it was a cartoon ambulance.
So, something I always meant to ask you, Alan, and Fiona, do you, when you attend the Sci-Fi London Film Festival, do you occasionally get ideas and you think, oh, yes, that would fit well with our next set of Magic Bullet audio productions?
What was the question again?
Do you get inspired by any of the stuff that you actually see on Sci-Fi London?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think The Time Waster, which I did with Paul Darrow last year, was inspired by various shorts I've seen here, and it's been very, very good time travel adventures, and you know, there's a lot of talent around, and the best thing is a steal from the best, isn't it?
Well, appropriate, that's the key thing. Louis Savvy will hopefully be joining us very shortly, but you brought a very special person along today, Alan. You brought your father along. Would you like to give a quick name check here?
Yeah, my father. He's been with me for a few years now.
I gather you've known Alan since birth, basically.
Oh, yes.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Good confirmation there. That's all right, just checking that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, you...
I could have been adopted, you see.
We just wanted to clarify
there
that.
There could have been some family secret there you didn't know about, and you could have just unveiled it on radio. Yeah. But
no, you know, we'd edit it, obviously, for sensitivity. Katie, it's your first ever Sci-Fi Eye London thing. It was your first ever trip on the London Underground. You've just wrapped up the second year of your American Studies program at Lincoln. Questions for Alan or Fiona?
What else are you looking... What films are you looking forward to in Sci-Fi London?
Fiona.
Well, we're quite looking forward to the screening of Dark Star with live music tonight. That's going to be fantastic. I always look forward to the short films, and even more so because not only is Ilana's film in there, but my cousin of my friend Matthew Kilburn's got a short film going on in one of the programs, so naturally I'm very enthused to see both of these. What else? Oh, yes, I'm quite looking forward to War of the Worlds tomorrow. That should be a blast.
Absolutely, and I have to say I'm very impressed with your control of the old Alesis portable recorder there. It's nicely done. It shows audio training, sir. Very good. Ed?
So, trends come and go, I guess, through the years. Is there a particular trend that's showing itself this year?
Wow, that's a difficult one. I mean, bizarrely, the last 3 years I've been going, there's a heavy time travel trend, you know. Variations on meeting yourself, not meeting yourself, meeting someone else, going into alternative dimensions, you know. But in a kind of fresh way, I can't say that I think, oh my goodness, not another one. I kind of think that perhaps a few years before that, there may have been a long zombie trend, because we did kind of pick up on the tail end of the zombie thing, and I'm sick to death of bloody zombies, so I'm glad we're in the time travel one now. As to this one, I mean, we've had some people have been attacked by birds in Birdemic 2, and we watched most of the 48-hour film shorts where someone says, well, here's an idea, like, you know, you have to put batteries in a torch, write a story about that and film it, and you've got 48 hours to do it. And there wasn't really a theme there, so I think by the end of the experience I'll say, ah, they've changed, they've moved on from time travel now to vampires or something. I don't know, but you know, I can't answer that question yet.
Fiona?
I would say there's a definite trend towards Asian cinema. We're seeing more and more Asian and Asian fusion entries, in the last 3 years, really, and this year. So we've got at least...
Birdemic 2, which has Asian
director. Well, yes, that's an American Vietnamese director and writer. We're missing the anime all-nighter and the Chinese entry, but we are going to see an anime film, and the final film, Piercing Brightness, is about Chinese in the UK. So, one of the big films of last year was... Ghosts with... S. Joss.
Thank you.
Yes, which was about a future in which Asia is dominant. North America is now essentially a third world country, and North Americans are essentially doing the sort of jobs that we now hire. We now pay Chinese workers to do crap factory jobs, and so on and so forth. There is really a big interest in geopolitics.
It's all good. It's all happening at Sci-Fi London at 2013. Ilana's already anticipating the whole thing. She's looking calm, I think, in the background there. Do you feel calm? Are you just chilling at present, Ilana?
I think we need to invent some new words today, Alex, for how I'm feeling.
So I see you very much as like a swan, you know, graceful, you know, generally sort of, you know, phlegmatic, but at the same time sort of coping with all the excitement of what's going to be the best movie of Sci-Fi London.
Oh, I like the sound of that. Thank you. I'll take that.
That's okay. It's perfectly all right.